Shalom to the saints of God. God bless you all. We give thanks to God for another opportunity that the Lord has given us to share the word of God together. So you are welcome to Daily Devotion. My name is Brother Ilesome Onile from Kogi State, Nigeria. God bless you. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we give thanks unto you for this opportunity that we have, Lord, to share your words together. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you release your spirit upon us, both the speaker and the hearers. You will help all of us, O God, that the word will find a place to dwell in us, that we might be fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. For this week, by the grace of God, I would love to share the thoughts that I titled, Forsake Not Your Guide. Forsake Not Your Guide. May God help us. The journey of life is not to be traveled alone. Every traveler needs direction, and every believer needs a guide. A man who walks without guidance is like a sheep without a compass, or a sheep without a shepherd. He is exposed to danger, confusion, and disruption. In the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 22-23. The words of God says, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." This passage reminds us that divine instruction is not merely advice. It is a guidance meant to preserve our lives and direct our paths. In our walk with God, we have several forms of guidance. The first and most important is the Holy Spirit, our divine guide. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 13, that when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit does not only inform us, he leads, warns, comforts, and corrects us. He is that gentle voice that whispers when we are about to stray, saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Without him, even the wise can stumble. Without the Holy Spirit, the wise can stumble. Without his guidance, we may choose paths that appear right, but lead to destruction. So may God help us to be led of the Spirit, in Jesus' name. The second guide God has provided is the written word. Psalm 119, verse 105 declares, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." The Bible is our map through the wilderness of life. It shows us where to go, what to avoid, and how to live. In fact, every page of the scripture of truth points towards safety and truth. When we forsake the word of God, we walk in darkness. But when we hold it close, it becomes the light that makes every step sure and firm. Hallelujah. When we have the word of God, and we are led by the word of God, and we follow the word of God, it will give us light. And we will never walk in darkness. Amen. God also gives us human guides, like spiritual leaders, parents, and mentors, through whom he directs us. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 7, admonishes us to remember those who have spoken the word of God to us and to follow their faith. Amen. Let me read from the Bible, that book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 7. So remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. A godly leader is a gift from God, meant to watch over our souls and guide us towards righteousness. Sadly, many in this generation despise correction and they abandon the wisdom of those set over them. But when we forsake our human guides, we often lose the balance and accountability that keeps us walking straight. When we forsake human guides, men that God has ordained to be of help to us, spiritual leadership, it also has a kind of negative effect in our walk with God. Guidance is not optional for the believer. Every great man or woman of faith walked under divine direction. When God led Israel out of Egypt, he guided them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. When the pillar moved, they moved. When it stopped, they stopped. This constant obedience preserved them from danger and confusion throughout their journey. In the same way, the Holy Spirit guides every believer who will listen. Those who refuse to be guided often end up wandering in circles, moving but never making progress. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14 warns us that where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So forsaking your guide is a dangerous thing. It leads to confusion, corruption, and ultimately condemnation. When a man ignores divine direction, he begins to depend on his own understanding, and the result is error. Saul lost his kingdom because he rejected the word of the Lord. He thought sacrifice could replace obedience. But God said, to obey is better than sacrifice. When we forsake God's leading, we open the door for the flesh, pride, and destruction. Many have started well in the Christian journey, but ended in ruin because they stopped listening to their guide. The path of self-will always leads to sorrow. However, those who walk closely with their guide enjoy peace, protection, and their progress. The Holy Spirit gives peace even in the midst of storms. The Word of God protects us from deception and temptation. Divine direction brings divine speed. Abraham followed God's call without knowing where he was going. But every step of obedience brought him closer to blessing. When we walk with our guide, our path becomes clear and our steps firm and our ending glorious. So there is advantage in following our guide. To follow your guide faithfully, you must cultivate sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Learn to listen to His quiet voice above the noise of the world. Many a times, the noise of the world prevents many from listening to the quiet voice of the Holy Spirit. Study and meditate on the word daily. It is your compass. Stay humble under spiritual authority, for pride is the first sign of rebellion. See, brethren, many don't want to humble themselves under spiritual authority. There is spiritual authority in the body of Jesus Christ. There are people that God has placed to be of help to every believer. There are people that God has ordained to be a guide unto you. Please, if you will follow God and be led of the Spirit of God, you need to understand that you also need to be led and be in a position that you can lean under a man that God has ordained and placed in the authority of leadership. May God help us. Pray before every decision, depending not on human wisdom, but on divine counsel. Above all, obey promptly when God speaks. For revelation without obedience is rebellion, and delayed obedience often leads to regret. Beloved, brothers and sisters, God has not left you to wander aimlessly through life. He has given you the Holy Spirit, His word, and faithful leaders to guide you. But if you choose to ignore them, you walk into darkness by your own will. Do not forsake your guide. The voice of the Spirit is still speaking. The light of the word still shines. The counsel of the righteous is still available. Walk in the path of divine guidance, and your life will shine brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 says, "And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left." God still leads His people. The only question is, are we still willing to follow? If you have drifted from the guidance, if you have ignored the Spirit's voice or neglected the word, today is a good day to restore or to return back to Him. The guide has not forsaken. He is still waiting you back home. Let your prayer be, "Lead me, Lord, and I will follow. Guide me, and I will not turn aside." For as long as you walk with a guide, you will never lose your way. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks unto you for this little sharing. Lord, I pray that you will help every one of us, everyone that is privileged to listen to this short message. Lord God, I pray that you bring every one of us under the subjection of your Spirit, that we might be led by the Holy Spirit, that we might be guided, that we will not wander, but Lord, be led of the Spirit. And Lord, I pray, may we submit to leadership in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. As we continue in this sharing, the following days, I pray that, Lord God, you will speak further unto us and you help us to come to spiritual understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.